Hi, Demetrios. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How's everything?
It's going good. It's going good. How was you went to a splash place, right, with the kids yesterday?
Yes, it was good. They had fun.
Nice. We have some of those out here, but it's like a little park, right? And it's just all these little water features going on so the kids can get wet.
Yes, and then like little slides and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, in this heat and humidity. So, yeah, it's good. And, you know, we had church last night. We have a church conference, so it's like 3 days in a row. I'm exhausted. We didn't get home until almost 11. I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm tired.
Yeah, we had some friends over, and we had a fire, and then we didn't get to bed till late either, so.
I hear you. I know. I'm like, ugh. But I'll be on vacation next week for a couple of days, so I need a little break. That's always
me
good.
Too.
You're not even, and we're going to the desert. Everybody's like, why are you going to the desert? Well, because we have a resort out there. My in-laws are Marriott shareholders, so, you know, time shareholders, so it's like, why not? Just to get away. We've been wanting to go to Arizona because they have like the lazy river, but we're actually going to Palm Desert through Marriott. So it's like our family vacation. So it's just our time to get together with my husband's brother and sister and our nephews and nieces, you know, and his dad and stepmom. So we just kind of hang out by the pool and stuff. So I'm going to work a couple of days. I'm going to work a few days from out there, and then I'll take the next few days off.
That's really cool. Sounds like it's going to be a good time. Anytime you get to get away, I guess.
Well, I need to get this. I'm like so white right now. I need to get my tan.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'd be more of one anyway.
I hear you. So I wanted to talk to you just a little bit more about that Google Guaranteed, right? So when you, like your registration for the business, I know you mentioned you have the New Jersey State Home Improvement Contractor's License. That's all with the zip code, right, that we currently have you listed under. Okay, just want to make sure, because with that application, when you're filling it out, right, they want to make sure that all addresses match, okay? Also, when you're filling out that application, there's going to be a portion where they ask you how many employees you have. You put zero, and I'm going to tell you why. If you put you got one employee or you got three or whatever, you put a number other than zero, they're going to want to do a background check on everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's really whoever's just face-to-face exchanging the money with the clients.
Okay.
Now, I also had a question, too. So regarding the background check, they're going to go back 7 years. Is there anything at all that you think might come up on your background check? And it's not to be nosy or accuse you of anything. I only say that because let's say something came up, right, and Google denies you, they're not going to refund you back that $250 for the application fee.
No, I made mistakes, but it was about 15 years ago.
Oh, we all did. We all did. Trust me.
Yeah.
My husband's an ex-felon. I'll be honest, you know, from like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Same thing. I am too. It's about 14, 15 years. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been in trouble. I turned my life around, and
good for you.
So, yeah, thank you.
Like we grew up, right? We grew up one day. It happens to all of us. Yeah,
I actually, you know, and I have my kid, and you know, and all that. So I kind of
awesome. Good for you. Yeah, I know they go back seven years.
Yeah, even with Agency's leave. And I think they do a background check, and I passed both of them.
Good.
They went back 10 years or something like that. So how thorough they go, I don't know, because they came back with the background check in like 3 days. At least, you know, I'm good within the past 7 years. Definitely.
Okay. Perfect. And the only thing that you'll be uploading is just your license and your certificate of liability insurance. That's all they ask for. And then, let me see.
And then
what was the other thing?
The the New Jersey,
Yes, it's the, I'll tell you specifically which one it is. And then we're also, I'm going to have them send you a tiny URL because we need you to get 5 reviews, okay, from anyone who's, you've done services for, to get those reviews on your Google profile page because they want you to have 5 reviews on that. So I'm going to ask them to create you a tiny URL. So this way you can, send it to whoever you need to send it to leave you a review, okay, on your Google profile page.
How long till I can get that?
For the tiny URL, I'm going to try to see if I can get them to do that today. I'm going to send a message. I have to have one of the techs create it. So when they do it, they're going to email it to you. As soon as I find out, then this way I can follow up with you and let you know, hey, check your email, Demetrios, there's the tiny URL for you to, and you could either text it or you could email it to them too. So whichever's easiest for you. And the only licensing, just to kind of confirm with you, is the New Jersey State Home Improvement Contractor License. That's the one they want.
Yes, and my certificate of insurance.
Yep, it's what they call the accord. It's just that one paper, the COI. They're not asking for all your pages, and it'll even show you an example on the application itself. Okay. So the only thing, remember, the only thing you're paying is just the $250 application fee. Once you get approved from Google, and it's going to depend on how quickly too you respond in filling out the application, submitting it, we'll push it through. And then the background check. Google uses 2 different companies. One is called Pinkerton. One is called Evident ID. Once we know who's going to run the background check, we're going to let you know because it's going to trigger a message, right, to your phone or to your email. And you just follow the steps. I don't know which one it is exactly, but I know one of them might only ask you just for the front and back picture of your driver's license. The other one might ask you enter your birth date, your name, your social, because they're just verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. Okay. Now, like I said, once you get through all of that and you get approved, we always say 4 to 8 weeks. I mean, there's been times I've seen it happen sooner. Once you get approved, we're going to call you, let you know, Demetrios, you've been approved, and they'll ask you, do you want us to turn on the leads? If you say yes, turn them on, that's when they're going to charge you the $626. Now, right now you're paying the $499, right, a month, every 26th of the month. Once you get approved from the Google Guarantee, you have the option, you can keep both programs, okay, but you always know that the 26th of the month, you're going to be charged $499. Or you could decide to drop it and just stick with Google Guaranteed. It's totally up to you, okay? Yeah. With the Google Guaranteed, you can choose the specific areas that you want to target as well, okay? Yeah. And it'll ask you on that application, like what cities or you could put the counties that you want to target. And then
after that certificate runs out, then I could just be like, hey, I'm good for now or whatever, right?
So, like, for example, you pay the $626, right? As a lead comes in, it's going to deduct $48. If they called you outside of your services, outside of the area that you service, and you don't accept the job, if they called you for solicitation, they called to see if you were hiring, those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it right back. Each call is recorded. This is how Google knows what was qualified and what's not because they have a system implemented. You're going to know it's a call coming from Google Guaranteed because you'll hear it say incoming Google Guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that live prospect. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you get one lead in the month. I've never seen it happen, but let's just say you did. What's left over in that $626 budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So that following month, all you're paying is $48 because you're paying for the one lead that you got the month before because it's rolled over. Make sense? Because we want you back up to that $626 budget. Now, that budget is going to give you up to 13 leads, okay? So let's say you got the 13 leads. They were all qualified, okay? It's not going to keep sending you leads and keep charging you. Once you hit that, it stops, okay?
Yes.
Until the following month. Now, if you got all 13 leads and they were all qualified, then you know, Demetrios, that the next month, then you're paying the $626. If you're going on vacation, if you're bombarded with work and you can't handle more business, you call us and say, shut off the leads, and they'll shut them off. When you want the leads turned back on, you just call us and say, okay, go ahead and turn them back on, and they'll turn them back on.
Okay.
Okay. And there's not a set time, like you can only have them shut off for 3 weeks, or you can have them shut off as long as you want, and you can shut them off as often as you need to. There's not like a limitation. Anytime.
Okay. There's an app that I download, or no?
I don't believe, I know that's something that they're working on. So in the meantime, when you call us, they shut them off immediately. Like they do it right away because they want to make sure that those leads aren't still going through. So
okay.
I know that they are working on an app. So this way it can be more simplified for you. But in the meantime, you would be calling the department for it. Now, the other thing I want to mention, if at any time Google changes their prices, and I mean, they haven't done it since 2008, we will always notify you first if that should ever happen. Okay. They haven't done it since 2008, but you know, Google's Google. Sometimes they make changes, but we would always notify you ahead of time. Okay. All right. So, I'm just waiting for my manager to get in. I did send you the email with the whole outline on the Google guaranteed. In fact, let me just send it because I thought I hit send, but I guess it didn't go through. So I'm going to send you everything on that. Once he gets in, I'm going to go ahead and have him set up the billing, and it's just going to be the $250 application fee is all you're paying. Okay?
Okay. But then
do you
the
want...
Soon too, right?
And then, yeah, then we're going to be calling you shortly for your client interview. So what are we charging, the same card?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So he should be in within the next 10 to 15 minutes. So probably when I call you, then I'll, cause I'm going to call you with the technician to introduce you to him. So when I call you, then I'll go ahead and process the payment then and then send you the application. Okay.
Awesome.
Once he gets in. Yeah. So this way, you see the application there, you fill it out, and we'll send it to you both via text as well as email. Now, on the application, it will ask you, like, what's your minimum monthly budget? I'll put it on the email, so this way you have it there. It's in the one that I just sent you, but I'll also put it on the application, too, once I send it. Okay?
Okay, and so for Google Maps, I was a little confused, right?
Yeah.
I go to put my GPS or something. I use Google Maps or GPS.
Right. Uh-huh.
Is that kind of what you're saying? Does it come up if someone were to put construction companies near me in there in the
uh-huh.
navigation? Well, would mine come up?
Yes, it should be coming up because here's what happens, right? Depending on what device they're using, you know, when someone's using their phone, right, it's going to recognize the location where they're at. Okay, like I work in Fountain Valley. So if I'm looking for a nail shop, but I want a nail shop close to my home in Anaheim, I would have to type nail shop near Anaheim or put my zip code right near my house. So that way it would pull anyone that's within the vicinity, okay, of my zip code. Now, if I just put nail shop near me on my phone and I'm actually in, you know, Fountain Valley, it's going to give me whoever's near the location from where my phone is pinned at. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it will come up on the map if it's near my
phone. Local map is always going to cover just the local area. What Google considers the local area is your zip code and 5 to 10 miles around your zip code. How you get found outside of that and in specific zip codes or counties is by us running the Google ads. So even if someone's like in Ocean County, right, and they're looking for a general contractor, they're looking for a remodel or a variation of whatever keywords we're utilizing for you, those Google ads are going to help you come up in those search results when they're searching for your services within those specific areas. Okay?
And so basically, and then that's what takes a while to do is to get on Google Maps.
The local map, it typically takes a little bit longer, but in your case, again, this is why I want them to go over all the keywords and stuff, because we're always going to give you the same timeline, like as if you were starting brand new with us, right? Because we would prefer to under promise and over deliver. Okay. So as far as the Google ads, those are within 7 to 14 days. They might even happen sooner for you, Demetrios, because you're like a returning client, right? But I play it safe by giving that timeline, because let's just say it did take a little bit longer. It took 14 days. You know what I mean? If I told you, oh, Demetrios, it's going to be up in 2 days, you're going to be like, Nadine, you're a liar. You told me 2 days and it took 14. Do you see what I'm saying? So, and that's why I wanted them to go over all the keywords, anything else. So this way they notate everything correctly and we get it up and running correctly for you. Okay, so it's almost as if it's fresh and brand new. You already have your Google profile page. I'm going to also ask them to create that tiny little URL for you so we can start getting those reviews going as well.
Okay, awesome. And then how do I know? You guys email me or text me?
Yes, In fact, as soon as I find out, because they'll let me know, hey, we sent them the tiny URL, I'll give you a call and say, hey, don't forget to check your email because that URL is there for the reviews for you to start getting.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So we'll be calling you shortly here. When I call you to introduce you with the technician, I'll let you know we've processed the payment then, and then to also make sure that you check your email for the application. Okay? So
all
as
right.
soon as he gets in, I'll have him set that up for me. All right?
Yeah, and the other guy should be calling me around 10.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be calling you shortly. Uh-huh. Between 10 and 11 o'clock. So I'm going to actually be the one calling to introduce you to him, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I'll talk to you in a bit. Okay.
Shortly.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.